Listen to a discussion between two students who are reviewing their notes from a lecture on insect behavior.
Let's see, we should probably start by reviewing the four stages that ants go through, you know, when they're developing from the egg.
Yeah, I wrote that down somewhere in my notes.
Oh, I got it right here. Let's see, they start off with the egg. The ant lays the eggs, and after, I don't remember exactly how long, they turn...
Oh, yeah, yeah, here it says, the eggs are very tiny, and they hatch in a few days and become larvae.
Yeah, and then they turn into the pupae. That's when they don't move at all. And then they...
Oh, I remember something interesting about the pupa stage. That's before they're fully mature. And they can get captured by other ants, and they become sort of slaves in other ant colonies.
Yeah, Dr. Lewis even used the term slave maker ants. There are these slave maker ants that go into other nests and steal the pupae. So when the pupae grow into adults, they're like the slaves of the other ants.
And these slaves, they actually do the work that the other ants would have to do themselves.
Right.
But now, most of these slave maker ants, they could do the work for themselves, couldn't they?
I guess so. But then there are those Amazon ants. Remember those?
The Amazon ants. Oh, those were the slave maker ants that actually depended on the ants they enslaved. Now, why was that again?
Well, let me see. Here it is. The size of their mandibles, yeah. It was because they have these really long, curvy mandibles.
Oh, yeah. Those are the jaws.
Right. And these mandibles are so big that the Amazon ants can't even get their own food or dig nests for themselves. So they need the slaves to get the food and dig the nests for them.
Well, that makes sense. Now, could we go back to the part on how they capture the slaves? We were talking before about how some slave maker ants go into other nests and bring back pupae to become slaves. But they can also take over a whole colony, right?
Yeah. The queen ant, after she mates, she's carrying her own eggs, and what she does is she goes into another colony of another species. She takes over the colony, and those other ants, the slaves, start working for her, and then she lays her eggs.
But the colony she invades, it's already got its own queen, so...
Yeah, if she doesn't cooperate, then the slave maker ant will kill that queen. And then, when she has her own eggs, they become adults, and they become slave maker ants, too.
And then they go out and raid other ants' nests for pupae to bring back and enslave.